Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So yesterday I turned into a werewolf on stage. Seriously. You might say, what in the world? Are you serious? Yeah, I am. Here's what happened. We had our monthly Igniting Souls Fellowship and we live streamed that thing on Facebook. And first of all, I got to give Renee Vidor a big shout out because she's the one who encouraged me to do that a couple years ago. And since we've done that, it's been very helpful for people who are not in the Columbus area. They can at least tune in and watch and get helpful tips, tools, and tactics for their business and even life at times. But beyond that, we started the live stream and people in the front row began to laugh. And I saw them kind of looking at their phones and they began to laugh. And sure enough, they interrupted me, which is great because if something's not working, I'd rather people interrupt me than just keep it rolling on. But here's the point. Someone, one of our teammates who pressed start on the video, did a filter so that I would get different things on my head. So I turned into Gandalf with a beard. I turned into a dude with a mustache. I turned into like Iron Man helmets. And then eventually I turned into a werewolf. And people kept laughing. And again, listen, if you're a speaker and everyone's laughing at you, you don't know what's going on, right? But I rolled with it, and rather than just let it go, I actually turned it into a funny little post. So I basically put that out on social media afterwards, and I kind of made a joke about how it felt good to have hair for the first time in a long time, even if it was just for a few seconds. And here's the point. What could have been a flaw, a big flaw, what could have been a failure by some people's standards, instead turned into a very cool moment where it actually was a great marketing angle. And here's the thing, the teammate who pressed the filter, she responded later publicly that, I think she said basically, I wish I could have a do-over day. And she commented about how she felt bad, but how our whole team did not stress, we did not worry, we laughed it off. And here's the main point of why I'm trying to say all this. Look, there's other times where I don't respond with grace and humility, and we all struggle with that, right? We all struggle with this response and impulse at times. But that was a situation where I didn't even think about it, but it actually built up our teammate, gave her confidence, let her improve without me even addressing it to her at all. And it turned into just an all-around good moment. And I then later turned it into a newsletter where I said, as the subject line, today I turned into a werewolf on stage. Look, there's just so many points that as a content creator, if you're not afraid to show your weaknesses, if you're not afraid to be real, you can really encourage other people. I think people are actually sick of thought leaders, content creators, authors, speakers, coaches. I gotta sneeze, sorry. I think they're sick of people who present this perfect, pristine, polished view of themselves because it's just not believable. And I think people would rather see real, raw, authentic failures and all, because that gives them encouragement that, you know what, they can play in that space as well, rather than this flawless space. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. And I hope me turning into a werewolf has encouraged you in your journey, because trust me, you can't have any worse speech than that. All right, we'll see you. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.